Good morning. This is Judith Harper, and I'm happy to welcome Bruce Tyler to the show today. Mr. Tyler is a corporate creativity consultant, and he's going to tell us about how creativity training has been changing the workplace as we know it. So, Bruce, what is creativity training?
Thanks for having me, Judith. So, we all tend to come to a new job with a set way of thinking and doing things. But in a constantly changing world, today's companies are looking for new ways to solve problems and meet the challenges of running a successful business.
What are some of those challenges?
So, in a global economy, there's much more competition than in the past. For example, maintaining customer loyalty is a concern for all companies.
Well, Google and Nike are two companies that are well known for encouraging creativity in their employees. Tell us about that.
That's right. What they've been doing for years now is thinking outside the box, coming up with new practices that encourage creative thinking and problem solving. This has made them highly attractive to job seekers looking for an exciting and inspiring company culture.
And of course, when employees are excited about their work, that's good for the company.
Right. As a matter of fact, in 2004, Google began encouraging employees to spend 20% of their workday time on what the company calls Google Passion Projects. This was so successful that the practice led to innovations such as Gmail and Google Chat, among others. So they've been pretty pleased with the results, and they continue that practice today.
So what do they specifically ask employees to do?
Well, for one thing, they encourage them to be open-minded, to set aside the common belief that there's only one correct answer, and instead to listen to their colleagues' ideas and contribute their own fresh ideas and perspectives.
Interesting.
In fact, employees are encouraged to take risks, to not be frightened of failure or being wrong.
I imagine they want to see a lot of brainstorming for ideas, right?
Exactly. When employees freely brainstorm with their colleagues, a lot more ideas can be laid on the table for consideration. Everyone's got different ideas, but as they say, two heads are always better than one.
Or three, or four.
Or even more. Rather than pigeonholing employees according to their job descriptions, employees are urged to use their talents and strengths to meet the company's challenges. That means everyone is included in the creative process.
So, aside from the Google 20% goal, to spend 20% of work time on passion projects, how can companies make this kind of change in company culture and atmosphere?
Well, as Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, once said, creativity is just connecting things. These companies want an inclusive team environment with opportunities for more face-to-face interaction.
Of course. I imagine companies will want to change the traditional corporate office design, where employees are so focused on their daily tasks that they may not chat with their colleagues until lunchtime or at coffee breaks.
That's right. In a company that values creative thinking and problem solving, all employees' ideas are appreciated. And what these companies want is to see interaction between colleagues. One employee's idea sparks another.
I know many companies have been creating inspiring work environments that facilitate creativity.
Exactly. Instead of providing individual private offices, they design more open spaces so colleagues can interact more. Tables and chairs in conference rooms are replaced with sofas and comfortable armchairs. Some companies decorate the office with inspirational art. Some even pipe in music. They want their employees to feel inspired to think creatively.
That makes sense.
In addition, meetings are accompanied by colored markers, sticky notes, anything that helps create a stimulating atmosphere that's more like play than work. Another common practice is role-playing. For example, employees may play the role of a customer so they can carefully think through what the typical customer is looking for or wants or needs.
And I notice some companies are offering perks like gym memberships, meditation, and yoga classes.
Right. Anything that will reduce stress and help staff think freely. Some companies are taking meetings off-site, like in a local coffee shop. Or they have walking meetings where small groups of employees walk and talk together outdoors.
So they must believe there are concrete benefits to doing these practices, no?
Oh, definitely. A creative workforce is flexible and, when necessary, can make changes quickly. For their employees, they develop a sense of independence and a sense of achievement.
Well, I'm afraid our time is up. Thank you so much for joining us today.